This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's general staff said Tuesday Ukrainian forces have fought off a fresh round of Russian attacks in the east as technicians race to restore electricity following Moscow's latest wave of missile strikes that caused power disruptions across the country amid dropping temperatures. Russian troops continued their relentless offensive in the Bakhmut and Avdiivka areas of Donetsk region, the general staff said Tuesday, adding that tank and artillery bombardments hit some 20 settlements in the area of Soledar, Veryansk, Avdiivka, and Yakolivka. Ukrainian officials warned that critical energy infrastructure continues to be threatened by further Russian strikes, and there would be emergency blackouts once again in several regions as engineers work frantically to repair damage from the huge wave of missile attacks Monday that destroyed homes and knocked out power. Meanwhile, a fire has broken out at an airport in Russia's southern Kursk region, which borders Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fire occurs the day after Moscow blamed Kyiv for drone strikes on two air bases deep into Russia and launched another wave of missile strikes on Ukrainian territory. The region's governor says as a result of a drone attack, an oil reservoir near the airport has caught on fire and all emergency services are working on the spot. Ukrainian officials have not formally confirmed carrying out the hit. The unprecedented recent attacks in Russia threaten a major escalation of the nine-month-old war. One of the airfields hit earlier, houses bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Vladimir Zelensky Tuesday was visiting the frontline city of Slovansk in the eastern Ukraine region of Donetsk. Zelensky appeared in a video posted to social media wearing a winter coat and standing next to a large sign in Ukraine's blue and yellow colors bearing the city's name. This is VOA News. Voters in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia are set to decide the final U.S. Senate contest in the U.S. They will choose whether to re-elect Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock or instead opt for Republican football legend Herschel Walker. Tuesday's runoff concludes a four-week runoff blitz that has drawn a flood of outside spending and an increasingly personal fight. The outcome will determine whether Democrats have an outright 51-49-seat Senate majority or control a 50-50 chamber based on Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. Recent polling shows Warnock slightly ahead of Walker, who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Campaigning earlier this week, Warnock said the choice for Georgia voters is clear.
This race is about competence and character, and on both of those fronts, my opponent falls woefully short. He has not spent his life as I have thinking about these issues, and every time he opens his mouth, it's obvious.
In last month's general election, Warnock led Walker by about 37,000 votes out of almost 4 million cast, but fell shy of a majority, triggering the second runoff election. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer is asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to clear its updated version of the COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Currently, children between 6 months and up to 5 years who get Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine are supposed to receive three extra small doses. In mid-October, the FDA cleared updated vaccines from both Pfizer and Moderna as boosters for everyone 5 and older. Now, Pfizer's asking U.S. regulators to authorize their updated bivalent version for those younger kids. Targeting the original strain and BA4 and BA5 Omicron variants, it would become the third shot in the series. The company says it may help keep youngsters out of children's hospitals that are already packed with patients suffering other respiratory illnesses. Vaccine uptake is still an issue. The CDC reports that just 2% of kids under 2 and about 4% of 2 to 4-year-olds have gotten their primary doses so far. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Executive Committee of Mongolia's ruling political party summoned an emergency meeting Tuesday, a day after demonstrations turned violent in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar as protesters stormed the country's main parliament building following allegations of corruption among government officials. The U.S. Embassy in Ulaanbaatar issued an alert Monday saying that several hundred protesters gathered in the city's Sukhbaatar Square during the weekend and marched to the presidential residence. Monday's events were the culmination of a brewing public discontent over the last 2 months, centered around an alleged corruption scandal involving officials profiting from an illegal sale of coal supplies to China. Protests began in small numbers Sunday in the country's central Sukhbaatar Square before picking up momentum with as many as 10,000 attending Monday's protests. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.